winter is here. The show Game of Thrones is famous for saying winter is coming, but winter is here. It's dark. It gets dark really early. The days are kind of overcast. It's cold. It's dreary. There actually is something called seasonal affective disorder, where people get depressed by the winter. The actual season makes them feel depressed, and the therapy is actually sunlight. The actual treatment is to feel warm again and to feel the sun. That's actually the treatment for that affective disorder, because they're so dark and away from the sun and so damp and cold for so long, it steals their hope. There's an ancient term for that. It's called Dark Night of the Soul. It's based off a 16th century poem by a Spanish mystic named St. John of the Cross. And a dark night of the soul is more than just winter. A dark night of the soul is a season in your life where it could be an external event that triggers it, the loss of a loved one, all types of things, where you just absolutely despair. Spiritual collapse. You come to the end of yourself. You go through a spiritual winter. Feels like it'll never end. There's no hope. It just feels hopeless. Sometimes there's not even a clear event. You just go through a moment where it's like, God doesn't exist. He can't hear me. I'm all by myself. I'm at the end of myself. I can't handle it. A dark night of the soul literally is in a sense, it's a spiritual death. It's a death of ego. It's a realization that it really isn't all about you. It's a moment in your life where you go, I just cannot do this anymore, and I don't know where else to turn. You get to the end of yourself. You could argue, I think, that our whole country, if not our world, is going through a dark night of the soul right now because of coronavirus. For many of us, it's like, this will never end. Life will never be the same. Some of us have despaired over everything that they've lost because of it. Maybe they've lost loved ones because of it. The fear of losing loved ones has just taken our soul. We can't do what we've always done. And it doesn't feel like we'll ever be able to again, and we just despair. And so in a sense, we are collectively going through a dark night of the soul. We can't do anything about it. Even what we try to do about it doesn't seem to bring it to an end. And we're all in it together. You know, there's a guy in the Bible who went through a dark night of the soul. He's rather famous, a guy named Job. And Job was wealthy. Job had family. Job had possessions. Job was the Bill Gates of his day, loaded. And when the story unfolds, Job begins to slowly and surely, day by day, lose everything he's ever had. His cattle die, his family dies. Everything, a storm takes his homes, even his health is affected. He despairs, he loses absolutely everything, even his health. And in Job 3, he curses the day he was born. He says this, "Let the day perish in which I was born, and the night that said a man is conceived, let that day be darkness. May God above not seek it or light shine on it. Let gloom and deep darkness claim it. Let clouds settle upon it. Let the blackness of the day terrify it." He curses the day he was born because he is so despondent and so miserable. He's lost absolutely everything. In chapter 10, He said he loathes his life. I loathe my life. I will give free utterance to my complaint. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say to God, do not condemn me. Let me know why you contend against me. He's even looking at God going, why is this happening? Why have I lost everything? What am I supposed to do? He's got this dark night of the soul. His friends aren't very helpful either. His friends are talking to him and telling him he should just curse God and die. But he doesn't. He endures. He answers God. He asks God all kinds of questions about why this is happening. But he never loses faith in God completely. But imagine if you lost absolutely everything you've ever had. How would you respond? I imagine that would be a winter for us too. If you lost all your money, if you lost all your loved ones, if you lost your job, if you lost your home, if you even lost your health and were physically miserable, how would you respond to God in that moment? Would you curse God? Would you blame somebody else? Would you blame yourself? Where would you turn? You see, part of the reason the dark night of the soul is what it is a kind of death. It is a death of our ego. When we go through such an experience, such a desperate experience, we're humbled. We're faced with the reality that we cannot do it ourselves. We're faced with the reality that the stuff that we pursue all the time is pretty meaningless. If a storm can take it away, or a disease can take it away, or sometimes even circumstances that we don't even understand take things away, and we are powerless to stop it. When we come to that realization, we realize we're not as powerful and as in charge as we think we are. We're just not. And for some of us, that leads to despair. That leads to this dark night of there is no reason to have, there's no meaning. There's no reason to go forward. There's nothing I can do. Where can I turn? But the reality is, God is the answer to that question. We have to go through a death of ego because, as followers of Jesus, we're dependent on God. And when we're dependent on ourselves, we're playing God in our life. When we think we've got it all figured out, we are the ones that are playing God. But when we realize we really ultimately do not have control, when we ultimately realize that even circumstances, no matter how good we are, no matter how faithful we are, no matter how much we read our Bible, do what God's called us to do, Job was considered a spiritual man. Job was faithful to God, and his whole world was taken away. So it has nothing to do with how spiritual we are. In fact, there's even a section in Job where it talks about the fact that this doesn't happen the same way to people who are being wicked and evil. And so a good man like Job looks up and says, why are they prospering when I'm not, if I've been faithful to you? And maybe you've had that question. God, I've done everything I'm supposed to do. Why am I experiencing this? And people who don't care about you are flourishing. Because it's not about us. And maybe we need to die to ourselves. So what comes from a dark night most of the time is a spiritual awakening, a spiritual rebirth. We get into winter, and by January, it feels like it's never going to be warm again, and we lose hope. Game of Thrones talked about winter is coming. But the reality is, the spiritual reality is, spring is coming. If you're in that dark night, if you're in that moment of despair, if you're in that spiritual winter right now, you need to hear the truth. Spring is coming. Spring is coming. In Job 42, he looks at God and says, I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Who is it that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Hear and I will speak. I will question you and you declare to me. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. Job comes to the end of himself and repents and looks to God, and God restores him to twice what he had before. If you're in that moment, if you're in a dark night of the soul, just remember, spring is coming. Let me pray for you. God, I pray that if you're listening, people who are listening to this, who are experiencing a dark night, a despair, an end to themselves, and they don't know which way to turn, I pray that you would speak the truth to their heart, that spring is coming again, that you are with them in the darkness, and you are the light of the world. In Christ's name, amen.